There have already been unmanned supermarkets and petrol stations in China, but now the country is set to get its first unmanned police station. It follows a collaboration between officials in Wuhan in central Hubei province and the Chinese tech giant Tencent. Kerry Allen from BBC Monitoring told us more.
Well, basically, what somebody does is that they scan a QR code using their mobile app, WeChat, which is, it's more or less the Chinese version of WhatsApp. And then they can, this basically, it recognizes, it ties into their own personal account, which recognizes their profile, their name, their number, etc. So it basically, it's registered to them and it allows them to enter the station.
You talk about a police station. What sorts of services could an unmanned police station actually provide?
It allows people to register their driving licenses, to renew their current licenses, and to apply for vehicle license plate. So basically low-level admin procedures without having any human contact.
What sort of reaction has there been to this on social media?
Some people have been asking whether policemen are going to lose their jobs in Wuhan. And some people have seen it as a bit of a joke. They've been saying, can you imagine a world without policemen in China?
And you mentioned the possibility of job losses. There does seem to be something of a trend for self-service type businesses.
There is, yeah. Over the past 6 months, there's been this massive trend of the idea of shareable items. So in China, obviously, there's much like in the UK with the Boris bikes, there have been these self-service, you scan a code and you can ride a bicycle. In China, in a few cities, you can scan a QR code and you can rent an umbrella. They're all tagged and you can scan a code and borrow an umbrella for a period of time. And then there have been even more bizarre ones than that. So there have been, one of my favourites is in one city, you can scan a QR code to enter a self-contained gym, which is, it's about 3 metres squared. And you can go in and there's glass windows and everybody can see you have a quick workout.
The QR code, that's that code thing, isn't it? Like a barcode, but square.
Yes, it is. And these are quite common in China. People can access them through this app, WeChat. And scanning a QR code, they can do practically anything nowadays. In fact, actually, in Chinese, there's a common expression, "wo sao miao ni ma," which basically means, can I scan you? And this is what people do to be connected as friends. But also, you can see QR codes in a lot of restaurants. So when you go in, you scan a code if you want to pay at the end, and you don't even need to talk to a waiter.
Heaven forbid we should actually have any human interaction. Is there any concern? Do people feel that they're losing soft social skills?
Not really at the moment. There's a bit of humour about this. I think people are asking what's going to be the limit, and they're asking what's going to be next, basically.
That was Kerry Allen.